Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They're going to call it a goal, and the Blues just got toasted.
And that call was blown. How did you miss that hand pass? How did you miss that hand pass?
Let's go, Blues.
Beat the Sharks, do-do-do-do-do-do. Beat the Sharks, do-do-do-do-do-do. Beat the Sharks, do-do-do-do-do-do. Beat the Sharks.
Hear me, I'm Rich Moyes.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Roger, ready?
This has been the longest week of my life.
This week has been kind of blur.
Needless to say,
I'm ready for it.
I'm ready for it.
Ready for what?
Ready for what?
The weekend.
The weekend.
The weekend.
You and me both.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
So I'm going to make this brief as I know how. Let's party.
Good morning. I'm ready to party. How about you guys? You ready for the weekend?
Oh, yeah. Like 2 days overdue.
Yeah. Lance has had a rough week because of all the traffic issues.
Trouble.
Hey, I'd rather report it than drive in it. I feel sorry for all the Illinois folks.
I know. But don't you feel their pain, though.
Oh, yeah, terribly. It's awful. I mean, you talk to people and it's like, yeah. I mean, you knew it was bad Monday. Jane, who works in our office, is like, yeah, it took me 2 hours and 25 minutes to get here. It's like, what does it normally take you? 25 minutes?
Oh, yeah, because she lives in Columbia, Illinois.
Yep.
So that's her main artery.
You know, that's so crazy to me because, okay, I actually, you know, for the first time with all my changes with the routes because of all the closures and stuff.
And the flooding.
Yeah, I timed my way to get to work, and I'm only affected by 10 minutes. But here again, no one's on the road and I'm on the road, so maybe that's why, but holy cow.
Maybe that's why, Kevin.
Well, maybe that is it. I'm sure that is it, but I can't imagine that much of an impact.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? I was at the dentist the other day, and the dental hygienist that was working with me, she was telling me a story. She lives in Troy, Missouri. Dentist is in Clayton.
Oh.
So she says, if I leave before 6 a.m., she comes down 61, down to Highway 64, 40, or 70, whichever one's not the problem. And this has nothing to do with any lane closures. This is her normal day. If I leave before 6 a.m., it takes me about 45, 50 minutes to get here. I said, what if you leave
6:15.
No. Yeah, 2 hours.
No.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just that little bit of difference.
I mean, Kevin understands because his commute is the longest.
Yep. And
luckily, you are off peak hours of traveling.
Yeah.
You're an hour drive, and now it's an hour and 10 minutes.
And then there's some positive news on my end, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, the Alton Bell is back open.
Oh, they get that back open?
Yeah, it looks like they're going to hopefully, you know, we're hearing rumors that trucks can now go down the river road. So we're hoping by the end of next week that will be open. And rumors are Raging Rivers will open on time.
Really?
I'm hoping everything.
And that's your community pool.
Yeah. So I'm hoping all that stuff, you know, and then,
that is good news.
You know, the loading dock and some of the other businesses will be back open in Grafton as the summer starts. Only to do it again when there's more floodwaters later.
Know.
But, you know, our hope is that, you know, things are back to normal here sooner than later.
Well, we've got a skeleton crew today.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? I know Jen's out.
Jen's been going to be out until she'll be back on Monday. Tim has gone down.
Uh-oh, what happened?
With the stomach bug. Kevin had it yesterday.
Yeah.
Tim had it yesterday. I think I'm getting it right now.
I feel...
Since I've been here. I feel really sick.
I do too. Let's all go home.
Sadly, Lance, we have a lot to do today.
I know.
But, you know, we're going to make it fun because we've got Blues to talk about. We've got some updates about the game number 3. Game 4, of course, tonight, 7 o'clock here at Enterprise Center. So we have some updates about the Blues. We had women's soccer here last night at First Stadium with 30,000 people in attendance. We've got some cool events this weekend. We have lots of food stories to cover, so we'll do food stuffs today. Entertainment Schmig, of course, both at 6:37 and 8:37. We've got Looking for Love in the Lou at around 8:25 this morning, where we help you find out who's available in our area. Do you even want to be on an app? Probably not after we go through some of the eligible bachelors. So we've got a lot to get to today, plus your code words for you to win $1,000 12 times a day with Cashman. You'll get the first code word at 7:20, and then you'll text that code word to 72881 and hopefully win $1,000. Oh, and Schmick Schmackdown. Yeah. We've got that today as well, with passes to Marcus Wehrenberg Theaters and lots of summer movies coming out this weekend. Kind of an average movie release weekend, but there's already a lot of stuff at the theater that if you haven't been to a movie in a while, it'll be a good prize to win. Okay, let's talk about your weather. Man, it was steamy yesterday, but I went and played golf last night at like 6 p.m.
Oh, how was it?
Played nine holes. It was beautiful.
It was nice last night. Once the heat kind of went away a little bit, it was nice. Little tiny breeze.
It was perfect, although I just want to drive to my ball and hit it. I'm tired of cart path only.
Oh, yeah.
And there were some holes that it needed to be cart path only, but they could have put a sign up at those. And I always hit the farthest point from the cart path. It's like, I'm not good enough to stay near the cart path. Okay, let's talk about the weather. Sunny, breezy, hot today with a high of 92, and then partly cloudy tonight with a low of 67. Tomorrow, a little cooler than today. Sunny, windy tomorrow. Chance for late night thunderstorms, so that's good news if you have any outdoor plans. And then Sunday, sunny, windy on Sunday. Chance for showers and thunderstorms, but don't cancel those plans because it's just a chance with a high of 79. Right now, it's
73.
And here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
Kevin, you might have to provide an assist here because I looked for this audio, but I couldn't find it. But there's one word that describes the drive-in from Illinois this morning. That word is huzzah. Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's open, right?
Yeah. Well, not completely open, but you're getting something across. That's the important thing. Westbound 255 at the JB Bridge. Earlier this hour, they reopened two lanes westbound on the bridge. Now, here's the deal. During morning rush hours, it'll be at least two lanes from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. weekdays. Other times than that, it'll stay open, but it may go down to one lane. They're going to do this repair work while the bridge is open.
Huzzah!
Yeah, that wasn't even... That's not
the good one.
It sounded like a fake one.
Right.
Huzzah!
See, big, bold, and drag it out.
That's huzzah!
No.
For the world we're gonna make.
Pink on Y98 with the Courtney and... show. Yes, we have a skeleton crew today. Jen off for the week, and Tim not feeling well, so he'll be back hopefully next week. So it's me, it's Kevin the intern.
Hello.
It's Lance Hildebrand.
Howdy.
Do you really need more St. Louis? More of these three is what you've been begging for. We know it.
You're gonna get it.
And we have a lot to do today. Code words, Schmick Schmackdown, Looking for Love. We're going to talk about the Blues. Some things happened yesterday in the aftermath of the hand pass. Kevin on his game, getting that song done yesterday.
They're going to call it a goal, and the Blues just got toasted.
And that call was blown. How did you miss that hand pass? How did you miss that hand pass?
Good, Kevin. I'm impressed by your talents.
That's quick. You.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, we have people in New York that,
that are...
The days used to be where Kevin would have to sing all our parody songs.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a little rough. Our ratings weren't that great then.
I had to go to Schattinger's Music and play.
Yes!
They had a karaoke track.
It's so true.
There you go. I mean, we were talking yesterday about technology, things that have changed how you used to do things. You don't have to go to the music store.
Schattinger's. Oh, I remember it well.
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff on the show today. JB Bridge is probably the biggest news story for so many commuters. And you Missouri drivers acting like you don't want us Illinois drivers over here. Whatever. Talking about building a wall. 270 is so much more. I saw it on Facebook. Listen. We have to live together in unity. So JB Bridge being open is a big story. Hopefully this morning you'll notice a major difference in your commute times.
Unless you
took Friday off already.
Yeah.
Prior to the news last night.
Yeah, the word came out yesterday afternoon that this was the goal, that they were going to try and have two lanes open by 5 o'clock this morning. They were a teeny bit tardy, but you know we're not gonna grade harshly. We do have two lanes open during the 5 o'clock hour, so we have traffic getting across the JB Bridge for the first time in a number of days. So that'll definitely help having that bridge online. So
huzzah!
Amen, brother. So many drivers aren't going to have to go north and make their way up to the downtown bridges to get across the Mississippi. Two lanes open westbound. It's fun on today's Best Music Mix, Y98, Courtney and Company Morning Show at 6:07 in the morning.
I went out to dinner last night. We had a little Chili's. Mm. And I was so surprised because, you know, Fairview Heights is, I mean,
it hopping.
Is hopping.
Yeah. Dine out capital of the Bi-State.
It really is. We've talked before, the Red Lobster is the number one Red Lobster in the country as far as something. The Olive Garden's in the top five.
Right.
I could just be making that up, but I've heard that before. So I was out last night, and we had a great waitress. She was lovely, but it was pretty dead last night. I think people are really feeling the tired, the playoff hockey. It gets to you.
Yeah, I noticed that last night, too. I thought it was very quiet. Went out for a quick bite to eat, and it just seemed like nobody was out. Now, there was no home game of any variety.
I know.
And I think people have, especially Illinois drivers, probably are so tired of sitting in their car. Yeah. They didn't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
But it was pretty, I mean, all of Fairview is pretty dead. And usually Chili's, it's packed there. But I have two restaurant stories to tell you about. So there's a guy that waits tables in New York. It's at a well-known pizza place called Patsy's. Doesn't sound like the best pizza place, does it? Patsy's. Earlier this month, there was a woman in there, and she was there with her adult daughter, and they did not leave a tip, and here's why. So the Patsy's is covered. The walls are covered in photos of famous people who have been there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the woman asked, why aren't there more photos of women? So Armando, the waiter, joked, maybe they just don't like pizza as much. It's a good line.
Yeah, right.
They didn't like that. So they stiffed him, and they left.
Wow.
Well, then Armando found an envelope that was left behind, and it was a cashier's check for $424,000.
Made out to
Armando.
It was just a cashier's check.
So, wow. Okay.
Okay. It turned out that she was looking for apartments in the area in New York, and it was her down payment, and he could have deposited it since it was a cashier's check.
Wow.
But instead, Armando gave it to his boss so no one would get their hands on it, and Karen, obviously, that's her name, freaked out when she couldn't find the check.
Well, yeah.
Her bank said she'd have to wait 3 months to even try to cancel it. All right?
My gosh.
She still doesn't know where it is.
3 months to try and cancel
a cashier's. Crazy. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, because in that meantime, like you said, what if somebody just cashes it? Well, you're out.
Well, how crazy is it that a down payment for an apartment
in
New York?
That's the other thing I was thinking, too.
And she's not a wealthy woman. She's a retired social worker, and it was a huge chunk of her life savings.
Nice.
Well, the newspaper ended up tracking her down after they heard about the story, and she got her check back, and she offered Armando a very nice tip as a reward, but he declined. So she's going to help with school supplies because he's working his way through med school.
Oh, cool.
She apologized for stiffing him, too. She now there's a photo of them together, and the restaurant is putting a photo of her on the wall.
Aww. See, there you go.
I mean, what a great story. And then another quick little restaurant story. A waitress in England, somebody ordered a group of customers ordered a nice bottle of wine that cost about $330. And the waitress accidentally gave them a bottle that was $6,000.
Whoa.
No one realized it until it was gone. And her table asked for a second bottle because they liked it so much.
Yeah.
And that's when she realized what she did and freaked out. She was worried she's going to get fired because, you know, obviously you can't charge the table
for your
mistake. $6,000.
It's, right.
You know, they asked for the $330 bottle of wine, but the boss was totally cool with it. It's all good PR.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He got on Twitter, congratulated the customers on the nice bottle they scored, and said, and to the member of the staff who accidentally gave it away, chin up. One-off mistakes happen, and we love you anyway.
Wow.
That's a good boss.
Mm-hmm. I know. But again, we're telling the story, so, but it doesn't even have the name of the play. Oh, yeah. The Hawksmoor.
Roy.
All right, your Ashley Furniture Home Store weather, sunny, breezy, hot today with a high of 92, a little cooler tomorrow with a high of 87, but we're looking at some late night thunderstorms, and Sunday, chance for rain in the forecast with a high of 79. Here's Lance with another look at your easier commute today.
Yeah, amen to that, sister. After four really troublesome days trying to get across the Mississippi, some relief this morning. The JB Bridge, while not completely open, does have two lanes of traffic open westbound, so you can... Today's best music mix, Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. That's Maroon 5, Girls Like You, 6:27 in the morning. Got to talk to you real quick for a second here about a crash we've got on eastbound 70. This is out by T.R. Hughes in Mo'Fallon. Multiple vehicles involved. One of them's rolled over. For a time, nothing was getting through. Traffic is sneaking by ever so slowly, single file on the right side of eastbound 70 past this crash near T.R. Hughes. And police are considering, they're kind of discussing this right now, they're considering diverting traffic back at Highway K on eastbound 70. So this is something we're going to keep an eye on for a little bit. And by the way, too, if you haven't heard, JB Bridge westbound, two lanes are open there this morning.
All right. So good news for a Friday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think we've become jaded. I know that Lance and I are about the only two people on the show that consistently play the lottery.
Define consistently, because I don't do it every week. I do it when it gets, you know, 200, 300 million, stuff
and
like that.
The reason I say I think we're jaded, nobody's talking about it, but it's like at 300 million for Powerball and 200 million for Mega Millions right now.
Yeah, but I mean, you're right. You get jaded when those jackpots get big, like 600, 700
million. Yes, that's when we start talking about it. But it's like
300 million.
Yeah. I know. I saw the Powerball amount, and I bought one the other night. But I really feel like, why have I not hit anything yet?
Yeah, I'm surprised. No, and I say that honestly because you've got some good luck with the lottery.
Not lately. And I have discovered something. And tell me, and I like a scratcher's ticket. You know, I'm not, there's no secret there. I do. I don't ever win when I buy them out of the machine. Never. You know the machines they have set up?
Right.
Yeah.
The only time I ever win on scratcher's tickets is when I buy them at the counter where they're pulling them off the deck.
Interesting.
And I know it's just
random luck.
But I'm telling you, and there are multiple places that have those machines. I just don't do well on the machine scratchers purchases.
I also find it interesting you have enough anecdotal information make that observation.
Lance, I may buy a few scratchers tickets every week.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know what really ticks me off? You buy two $20 scratchers tickets or three $10 scratchers tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
I know. Those are the worst. Those
you should
really
win something.
Yeah. They're really disheartening.
Yes. But the reason I bring this up, not only to let you know that the Mega Millions and Powerball are up there, so buy your tickets, but like this Massachusetts couple, they just won their third $1 million scratch ticket lottery prize. In 5 years. 5 years.
Well, I think what you need to do is recruit those folks to buy tickets for you and then say, I'll give you 25%.
Well, they're high dollar players, though. I don't ever buy a $30 ticket.
So they may have paid in maybe not a million, but they may have paid in a lot to win that million.
Yeah, but not, I mean, not a million.
Right. Did you say they're $30 tickets?
Yeah.
Well, you buy $20 tickets. It's just a little bump up.
I don't, though, consistently. I buy them more for gifts. Like, okay, the, you know, but for myself.
So hold on, let's back up. You know that those $20 tickets, at least in your experience, don't pan out. So you're happy to give them as gifts.
Well, I got my mom two of them for Mother's Day, along with some other gifts. That's not all I got her. And she won $30 on one of them.
Oh, okay.
I could have just given her the $40.
You could have, yeah.
It's so ridiculous. All right. Coming up, we've got entertainment. Megan, it's been a bad week of losing some important people. Well, we've lost another famous animal.
Famous animal?
Yeah. We'll talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about CW rolling out their fall lineup. We'll tell you that, what's been canceled, what's coming up that you can look forward to. Superheroes and women. That's all you need to know. Coming in 6 minutes in Entertainment Schmick.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and get the summer free.
Summer free makes you feel fine.
But this offer is only for a limited time.
Thank you, Lance. Mm-hmm. So we lost Doris Day this week. We lost Tim Conway this week. And now this really hurts my heart. Grumpy Cat.
What?
Yeah, Grumpy Cat. This morning.
World's crankiest cat with the permanent scowl. Countless memes, best-selling series of books, and a movie, passed away at the age of 7.
Yeah!
7, that's young.
You know, cats live for a really long time.
Yeah, the three we had, they all made it to their mid-teens.
Right. So Grumpy Cat's owned by a woman named Tabitha Bunsen of Arizona. 2012 is when she put that YouTube video out. It ended up getting 15.7 million views. And Grumpy Cat earned more than Hollywood stars Nicole Kidman, Cameron Diaz, Matthew McConaughey during her time in the spotlight.
Wow.
Amassing a reported $100 million fortune.
What? Holy cow.
The Grumpy Cat of a will.
I don't think so. I mean, Grumpy Cat's real name? This is a good trivia question for a trivia night. Tartar sauce.
No wonder she was grumpy.
She was born with dwarfism and an underbite, so that gave her her
look. Oh, wow.
So her family went to Instagram yesterday morning or this morning to announce that she died on Tuesday from a urinary tract infection. And they said, some days are grumpier than others.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all a bit of you. It's sad.
Yeah, that is sad.
Bums me out. 7, way too young. All right, how deep into a relationship do you have to be to share your Netflix password? They just did a survey and found that the average person won't trust a new boyfriend or girlfriend with their Netflix password until they've been dating how long?
3 months?
Nope.
Longer?
Longer.
Four months.
6 months.
Wow. 6 months.
There's other things we'll do before that, but not my Netflix password.
That's why I was kind of distracted with coming up with a number, because it's like, wait a minute, 6 months to give you my Netflix password, but, you know, you watch shows like The Bachelor.
If by the second date nothing's happening, then...
Right. And after that, by the way, it really starts to heat up, because 10 months, we're willing to share our credit card number.
Okay.
Look out.
All right, online at Y98.com, you can see, you know, Britney Spears has been in the news a lot this week and last week about her mental state. Her manager said this week that he doesn't know if she'll ever perform again.
I know, that's sad.
Wow.
Well, there's a video of her. She looks very happy.
Yeah.
You know, listen, I don't know what depression is like, so I'm sure there's highs and lows, but there's a great video of her dancing to Michael Jackson, and that's online at Y98.com. You can also see, you know, that Paper magazine. It got famous for the Kim Kardashian picture of the glass on her on her behind. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And the champagne flying. Well, they do funny covers, and they have the Jonas Brothers. And you can see a picture of Joe Jonas and his jazz flute picture.
Flute your flute, Joe.
It's like he's got like a flute backpack.
It's hilarious.
All I can think of ever is Ron Burgundy when I think of the jazz flute. And then there's a great throwback picture that Courtney Cox posted, and it's the picture of the cast of Friends, and they're on their way to Vegas before the show had premiered, and they were still nobodies, just to go enjoy Vegas for the weekend. They didn't know how much their life would change.
Right.
Crazy. In theaters this weekend, John Wick, Chapter 3. I know Tim Convey is very excited about that.
Yeah, and Paul Cook was telling me, too. He said, have you noticed that Keanu Reeves in that movie has taken on the Kiefer Sutherland low-talking thing?
Oh, everybody's doing the low-talking thing.
I know.
Try to watch The Resident.
By the way, quick sidebar. Kiefer Sutherland's playing the Old Rock House next month. Did you know that? He's playing a concert here in St. Louis at the Old Rock House.
Dogstar?
Keanu Reeves was Dogstar. This is Kiefer doing his country thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. June 4th at the Old Rock House. I think that's the date.
Well, I don't know if you know, but in the last movie, Keanu Reeves broke the biggest rule of the Continental by violating the hotel's sanctuary and killing his last target on its grounds. So now he's on the run with a $14 million bounty on his head, and every assassin in New York is after him.
I've heard good things about this movie.
Everybody loves the John Wick.
Holly Berry, isn't it?
Yep, she is. Dog's Journey. I can't see these movies. They hurt my heart. And Slaughterhouse Rules. And that's a Simon Pegg movie. Simon Pegg, Nick Frost. I'm sure it'll be funny. CWRB is rolling out what they're adding to the lineup. CW, really, just three new shows. And all of them are dramas. And they all happen to be focused on female characters. Batwoman, starring Ruby Rose, and she will be TV's first live-action lesbian superhero, at least in a leading role. Hmm. Riverdale spinoff called Katie Keene, and it takes place 5 years after Riverdale, so don't expect a lot of crossovers, they're saying.
Okay.
And a Nancy Drew show.
Man, my daughter's going to be in heaven.
It's set in the summer after Nancy's high school graduation. You could also call it Veronica Mars. And Game of Thrones finale on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
And a new poll says that 10.7 million people will skip work on Monday, the day after the finale.
What?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah.
That's the day I have to watch the finale.
Oh, yeah. You won't see it on Sunday.
I won't see it until Monday.
Yeah, so I know Kevin's all pumped and sad at the same time. Yeah. That is your entertainment schmig, another schmig, at around 8:40 this morning. But now here's Lance with news on the roads.
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier in the hour that we had this crash. Imagine Dragons on today's Best Music Mix, Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show at 7:05. So let me do a quick math here. 7:05. Cashman comes about 7:20. So Cashman, with your first code word of the day, that could score you $1,000. That's coming up in 15 minutes.
We'll get to U.S. women's soccer. We'll also get to Blues and stuff that went on yesterday, news that came out yesterday. But first, you know, we did the big 24 hours of Gloria that we made the promise, the pledge to play 24 hours of Gloria if the Blues won the second round.
Yep.
We played 24 hours of Gloria.
It was bigger
than any of us could have ever thought.
And I was amazed at the people. It's like, I've been listening for 13 hours.
I know. People started doing their commute times and the number of Glorias it took.
It became a measure of time. How many Glorias?
And I think the traffic when it happened wasn't as severe as this week, or it may have bothered people more.
You're probably right.
It was all the perfect storm.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, we are putting touches on, you know, another 24 hours of Gloria because we want to do it again for sure. And when I say putting on the finishing touches, all we do is put it in the computer and it just keeps playing it.
Well, it's clear that those four referees from the other night were not fans of Gloria.
Yes. Well, we're going to get to the refs in just 1 second. Mm-hmm. But first, so, you know, as a station, we try to come up with fun, different things to get publicity.
Sure.
We're on the radio, but for some reason, we long to be on television. I don't know what that is about. It's weird because we do a radio show every day, but that's not enough, and that doesn't mean success. But if you get on TV, this was a huge success.
Right.
That's a great point.
It's bizarre, right?
It's an interesting way we measured. Interesting yardstick.
But it went. This thing went national. ESPN covered it. NHL Network covered it. Well, you know, the NBA playoffs are going on. Mm-hmm. I don't pay a lot of attention to basketball. Either. I'm just not into it. Well, here's the big promotion that's happening for the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. It's the Bucks versus the Raptors. I don't even know where either of those teams are.
That would be Milwaukee Bucks, Toronto Raptors. Mm-hmm. You know, teams you don't often see in the postseason that deep in the NBA.
Okay, well, here's their big promotion. A Milwaukee radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And it's news, and we're talking about it, and I just want to give some love to more radio stations that are doing stuff. But they have temporarily banned Drake music since since Drake is from Toronto, and he's a huge Raptors fan. Okay, well, in response, a Toronto radio station has banned Steve Miller.
Steve Miller from Milwaukee?
It's the most famous artist to come from Milwaukee.
I didn't know that.
They know it's a little weak, but they searched and searched, and he's the best they could come up with. And they probably don't even play Steve Miller.
Right. Steve Miller.
Way to go, radio. Okay, and let's get to the referees. So, according to a report, the officials from Game 3 of the Sharks-Blues game are done for the postseason.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. Mm. Mark Jonette, Dan O'Rourke were the refs, and the linesmen were Matt McPherson and Johnny Murray. And that's the word, that they are done for the postseason. And the NHL admitted that was the wrong call. It should have been a whistle.
They're going to call it a goal, and the Blues just got toasted.
And that call was blown. How did you miss that hand pass? How did you miss that hand pass?
Tonight, Game 4, Blues, Sharks, Enterprise Center, and the crowd was great the last game. I'm sure they're going to be, out of control tonight.
Yeah.
I hope that this is clearly, that game, however this series goes, that game was the turning point. But hopefully, this is something that lights a fire. Not that they haven't had one lit under them. I mean, considering where they've come from January 3rd to now, there's been a huge fire lit under this team. But now, I'm really interested to see how they respond.
Right. And Binnington is one of the main reasons we are this far in the playoffs. He did not have his best game the other night.
No.
I mean, he just didn't. But you're allowed to not, the rest of the team has to be there. Them not closing out in regulation was the biggest mistake they made.
That was killer.
Listen, the hand pass and all that. Mm-hmm. And you know what else about the hand pass? Mm-hmm. Do you know that Timo Meier got an assist?
They gave him an assist
on
that?
Yes, they sure did.
Good glove.
That seems wrong, even more insulting. And then did you see the GoFundMe page that somebody set up?
Yeah, what? This is funny.
Somebody set up a GoFundMe page to benefit the St. Louis Society for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
In the name of one of the refs,
of that Jonette ref. But I think it's a good little publicity stunt, but it means a lot to him, too. So it was a good time for him to do it. He said, thanks in advance to your contribution to this cause that means so much to me. So you can find that GoFundMe page online. And then the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team was here last night.
Yeah, how about that?
Pretty awesome. And, I mean, I've seen so many posts on Facebook. Moms, dads, lots of daughters that play soccer. Brandi Chastain was there. I just saw one of my friends post a picture of her, which is very cool. 35,761.
That's good.
We're at the game, and it is the largest crowd for the U.S. women's national team anywhere in the world since 2015. And now St. Louis has two of the largest crowds for standalone non-World Cup U.S. women's national team matches in the U.S.
That's awesome.
Pittsburgh's number one in 2015. St. Louis is number two in 2015. And St. Louis is now number three for last night's game, and they won 5-0.
How about that, MLS? I mean, it seems like we're a front runner for that expansion spot. It's not confirmed yet, is it, that that's going to happen?
No, I don't know.
But it's certainly...
Come on. It's right.
Another feather in our cap.
I mean, they bring... St. Louis comes to watch soccer, right? That's for right. sure. And we have, I mean, youth soccer around here is out of control.
I think it'll work really well.
So congratulations to the U.S. Women's National Team on their victory. All right, let's talk about your weather. Ashley Home Store Weather, this is home. Sunny, breezy, hot today with a high of 92. Are you ready for the heat yet? And then cloudy tonight with a low of 67. And tomorrow, a little cooler, high of 87. But there are... chances for late night thunderstorms in the forecast. And then Sunday, showers in the forecast as well, but that's just a chance. High of 79 on Sunday. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
I got it. Today's best music mix, Y98, that's Taylor Swift, at 729 on the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Quick note for you, out in the Westplex, the news is a little better. After a crash about 75 minutes ago up by T.R. Hughes on Eastbound 70, for a time they had the highway basically shut down while they were trying to get that all moved out of the way, and they have cleared all those vehicles out of the traffic lanes. Traffic once again getting through on Eastbound 70 around T.R. Hughes, but it's a really big, slow-moving clog that starts well before Lake St. Louis on Eastbound 70.
And if you miss the code word for Cash Man, this hour's code word to win $1,000, Vanity, V-A-N-I-T-Y. Take a second, text Vanity to 72881. Don't text and drive. And you could win $1,000 12 times a day in our nationwide contest. So good luck. Bunch of stuff online. I don't know if this is good news or bad news, but U.S., not the drunkest country in the world.
let's see. It's going to be a European country?
Yes.
Is it Germany?
Ooh, that's a good guess.
Germany's not even in the top 10.
What?
Whoa.
That seems crazy,
wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I can tell you this.
Yeah.
The number one country is drunk 51 days a year. The U.S. is drunk 50 days a year.
So we edged him out.
Yes.
Is it Spain?
España? No, not in the top 10.
Is it Ireland?
I would think Ireland. I don't know why I would always go to Ireland. They're number 7.
Is it Russia?
Nope, it's not. Not in the top 10. Czech Republic, though, is number 9.
How about that?
You've been to this country, Lance.
The U.K.?
Yes.
Okay.
Number 1, Canada... is third.
They do love their pints in the UK.
Australia. Is yeah, fourth? But they don't drink it. They drink it warm, don't they? I have a problem with warm beer.
Yeah, I have had warm beer in England. Yeah.
Temperature is vitally important to my drink, beer drinking.
I get it.
Australia, then Denmark, then India, Ireland, Mexico, Czech Republic, and Finland. You can see, if you want to see more stats about drinking, you can go to Y98.com. Also at Y98.com, there's that video of that terrible mother.
Oh, it's...
it's so terrible. You have to watch it. It's fast, but then they do a slow-mo. It's the mom at the youth... it's a youth basketball game. These kids are all... it's a basketball tournament. These kids are all 10 years old.
Oh, it's one of those things where you hope that it was an instinctual reaction of a parent not thinking, but then you hear the story behind it and you think, oh, this is not a good mom.
Yeah, she was yelling at kids at her team to knock people in the face, elbow kids in the face, and this kid comes right up on the out of bounds line where she's sitting, and she puts her leg out and trips him. Like real fast.
Right.
Trips this kid. Oh, it's ugly. Ugh. That's why I did not become a parent, because I might be that woman. It's like an out of body thing. Right. You don't even hear yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And you get angry, right. And it's, I don't need that in my life. And then also at Y98.com, you can see the story about Grumpy Cat. Grumpy Cat sadly passed away at the age of 7. We've got Schmig Schmackdown coming up. We'll let you know.
do it. Welcome to the Schmig Smackdown.
Yes, let's do it. Pop culture, news of the week, sports. It could all be a question in Schmig Smackdown. We play it every Friday, and today our contestant out of Waterloo, Illinois. Let's welcome Becky. Hi, Becky.
Good morning.
Nobody welcomed you except for me, Becky.
Sorry,
it was a
Becky.
Little uncomfortable.
Good morning, Becky.
Hello, Rebecca.
Good morning.
So, Becky, any big plans this weekend?
Yes, I have high school graduation tonight. I'm a school counselor.
Oh, so all right.
Big night.
All right, you gonna head over to Belleville for Art on the Square, possibly?
I don't think so. No, I got graduation parties and all kinds of stuff to do all weekend.
Well, we don't need you, Becky. We'll do just fine.
Wow. Welcome.
Wow. Now I don't feel welcome.
Belleville, you're welcome for a second. Until you heard us. Okay, so Becky, who are you going to be playing against? Because there's only three of us.
Lance
Hildebrand. All right, so Becky, you know the story. You know what the questions are about. They're about pop culture, news, sports. It could be anything.
Yep.
We have a timer that'll run. You will have 60 seconds. Your opponent, Lance Hildebrand, will only have a mere 30 seconds. You can pass at any time if you don't know the answer. You could also cut off Kevin if you know the answer before he's finished reading it, because sometimes his questions are long. And if you, I'm just going to offend everyone
no
in
doubt
1 minute.
About it.
If you tie Lance or beat Lance, you win those Marcus Theater movie passes. Lance, turn off your audio.
Okay, I'm leaving. I'll be back.
All right, here we go, Becky.
All right, Becky, good luck.
All right.
Becky, Courtney Landerman was roasted over the weekend. How many years has she been at
Y98? Oh, Y98? 20.
What actress from St. Louis got a bill from her children for her Mother's Day breakfast?
Oh my gosh, pass.
What chocolate company redesigned their chocolate bars for the first time in 125 years to add emojis?
Hershey.
Sadly, comedian Tim Conway passed away this week. What was the name of his short-statured character who usually gave tips on things like golf and fishing?
Oh my gosh, I'm doing terrible, pass.
What NBC drama set a record by being renewed for its 21st season?
Survivor. I don't know.
What actress who starred in the movie version of Chicago also sings as Judy Garland in a new movie about Judy's life? What fast food place is testing a traffic jam delivery service in major cities with terrible traffic?
Taco Bell.
Angelina Jolie returns in the new Maleficent sequel. What Disney cartoon classic introduced the character Maleficent?
1 minute. I don't know. I did terrible.
Did you? Did you, Becky? We will find out. Let's bring Lance back on. Now, remember, Becky, he only has 30 seconds.
Right.
So, you know, and like I said,
that was horrible.
Okay, well, okay, so you ready? All right, Lance?
Yep, let's do
okay.
it.
All right, Lance.
30 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Good luck. Lance, Courtney Landrum was roasted over the weekend. How many years has he been at Y98?
20.
What actress from St. Louis got a bill from her children for her Mother's Day breakfast?
I just saw that on Y98.com this morning. It's Jenna Fisher.
What chocolate company redesigned their chocolate bars for the first time in 125 years to add emojis?
Hershey's.
Sadly, comedian Tim Conway passed away this week. What was the name of his short-statured character who usually gave tips on things like golf and fishing?
Dorf.
What NBC drama set a record by being renewed for its 21st season?
Was that SVU?
It was.
Okay.
All right, so Lance got 4, and Becky sadly only got 3.
Oh, Becky. Sorry.
I am ashamed.
Some days you just don't have it, Becky, and it's okay.
It's been a long week, Becky.
Yeah. For me, today, I don't have it at all, so I understand. Thank you for
calling, Becky.
Let's go over what she missed, because Lance got all of his correct. SVU was the last question. Becky missed that. Becky did get Renee Zellweger as Judy Garland. And the fast food place that is testing a traffic jam delivery service in major cities.
Was that Burger King?
It was.
Yep.
Okay.
And Angelina Jolie is set to return in the new Maleficent sequel.
Mm-hmm.
What Disney cartoon classic introduced the character Maleficent?
Oh,
I didn't know this either.
No idea.
Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty.
So congratulations to Lance. Sorry to Becky, but you know what that means? Those Marcus Werenberg movie passes are up for grabs to caller 6 right now. 314-531, not caller 6, caller 10. Six passes, caller 10.
There we go.
314-531-9898, 618-397-9898. All right, Lance.
Roads. Yeah, let's talk about them.
Have you noticed?
Today's Best Music Mix, Y98. For some reason, people have been telling me lately I kind of look like Lady Gaga. I don't know what that's all about.
You can see that picture of the gender swap filter on our Instagram page, Courtney and Co. Y98. See Lance, see Tim, see Kevin. Mm.
We also would love for you to see $1,000 added to your bank account with our Cashman contest. You got just a couple minutes to get this hour's code word entered. That code word is vanity, V-A-N-I-T-Y. Enter that by 8 o'clock this morning. And what's the, if I'm Greg Warren, I'm not texting it to you, Courtney, but I'm texting it to... What's the number?
72881.
72881. You got till 8. And if you don't get that one in, we've got another fresh code word coming for you at 8:20 this morning.
A couple reminders. The Blues game, game 4, Enterprise Center, but it will be on radio here at Y98.
Yeah! Because
the Cardinals are playing the Rangers, interleague play.
Yeah, in Texas.
Starting tonight. And so we'll be carrying the game. I'm going to be at Ballpark Village for a little watch party.
That's going to be fun, and I bet you that's going to be a rowdy crowd after what happened at the end of Game 3.
Yeah, plus it's Friday. It's a good place to hang. It's a good place to watch it on their huge screens.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for a big crowd tonight at Ballpark Village. I'll look for you there. All right. How much would it take, a question for you two, a new survey, they asked people, if they would leave a job they love for a job they hated for how much?
What's the minimum amount it would take for you to leave?
Mm-hmm. And the average person would leave it for this amount. A job they love for a job they hated for this amount of money.
God, I would... More a year?
It's about 45% of people said they'd do it for an extra... Blank a year.
Extra blank per year. The extra amount per year would be...
I would say $50,000.
How much?
$50,000.
I'm thinking lower. I'm going to say 25.
15 grand.
15.
Really?
Yes.
I was going to say 20, but Kevin went so high, I bumped it up to 25. So,
man, that's...
I just don't think it's worth it.
No.
For something you love to do. Oh, I don't know. It depends what you're making currently.
And
not making ends meet is more stress.
True.
Depends on what you need.
If it could really alleviate about 50% of your stress, it would be worth it.
Well, life is trade-offs, right? So it might eliminate some monetary stress, but it might create a whole bunch of stress like, ugh. I mean, there have been times when I've had jobs where literally the first thing that went through my mind was math. When I woke up, I'd wake up, I'd look at the clock, and it's like, I got to be at work in 4 hours and 17 minutes. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, that's no fun.
Well, are you talking about on this, like currently, like
right. No.
Recently?
No, not recently.
Because you're going to hurt my feelings. No. I called us the dream team.
Not recently.
Since Tim isn't here and Jen's not here.
Trust me, I am not waking up at 1:13 in the morning thinking, I got to be at work at 4 hours and 17 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I pretty much, since I don't go to bed at 11, I don't wake up a lot. Until that alarm goes off.
Right. I don't
know. Rarely. The survey also found the average person would be fine with being miserable at a job if they were making at least how much?
So this is less?
This is less.
No, this is the amount per year.
Right, but I mean, they're less happy with this new job.
Yes, they would be miserable at this job.
But not hate it.
20,000.
No, they would hate it more.
They'd hate it more. But they would want to get paid a little bit more.
But they were making this amount per year.
20,000 more.
No, this amount
total
per
amount.
Year.
Oh, total.
Am I not saying this correctly?
No.
Confused, so I guess I'm not. I'm not very good at my job.
39,000.
No, way more.
Oh, 100,000.
No, 77 grand.
Okay.
They would be happy to be miserable.
At their job.
let's just move on. We've got Foodstuffs coming up in about 4 minutes on Y98.
Live from downtown.
Come on, be in love with your body. Come on, be my baby. Come on, be I'm in love with your body. Shape of you.
Foodstuffs!
Foodstuffs is brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Okay, I'm filling in for Tim. Tim is out ill today. Got a bunch of really good food stories. I love this one. Now, when I think of luxury, in my mind, I visualize like warm weather, an incredible pool, and chalupas. Have you heard about Taco Bell, what they're doing now?
No.
They just announced they're opening a new luxury hotel this summer.
That's great.
Isn't it? It's great. It's going to be called The Bell. And it's going to open in Palm Springs, California for a limited time starting August 9th. So what's at the Taco Bell? I'm sorry. What's at The Bell Hotel? Lots of Taco Bell food, including test items that you can't get anywhere else. A gift shop with Taco Bell merchandise. So far, I don't see luxury in anything that they're saying yet. Okay, are you ready for this? A salon that will do, quote, Taco Bell-inspired nail art, haircuts, and braids. Nothing in this is luxurious to me.
I can imagine, too, that the pool, all around the pool, all the chaise lounges will be festooned with sauce packet towels.
Oh, for sure. Right. Maybe all the wraps, floaties in the pool, towels, everything. Okay, so no word on how much it's going to cost.
It's luxury, though.
Or how much? Yeah, they haven't said anything. I mean, besides saying Palm Springs, California, that's the only luxury thing here. But, you know, there's T-Bell fanatics. So this might be something kind of cool. Reservations are going to go open. They're going to open up next month, and they're thinking they're going to go quickly. Did you put this online?
It's online at Y98.com. Book your reservation today.
What are America's 10 favorite beers? The top three are imported, by the way. Number three, I think they actually brew here, so I'm not sure.
Top three, so America's top 10 favorite beers. Let's just take some wild guesses here. Imports, let's say Heineken.
Number one.
Heineken?
Really?
Really? I didn't think that was going to be that
high. One of my favorites is an import, Guinness.
Number two.
Oh, wow.
Stella Artois?
Not on the top 10.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Number three is...
Corona.
Yes. Yeah. That's okay. Number three. And isn't that brewed here? I thought it was.
It might be.
I'm surprised Mickey's Big Mouth isn't on this list, but it's not.
Is number four Löwenbräu?
Here's to your good friends.
Tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must say something more.
Yeah.
So tonight, let it be Löwenbräu.
Jingles work, people. Just saying.
I didn't even drink when I knew that jingle.
I know, as a kid.
Right.
I think that's what started it. Number four, Sam Adams.
Okay.
And number five, Budweiser.
Hanging in there.
Coors is in there at six, Blue Moon at seven, Miller High Life at eight, Bud Light at nine, and Corona Light at 10.
Well, Corona's got two spots.
Yes, they do.
That's good. Good for that.
All right.
Food stuff.
Does this sound delicious to you? Twix and Snickers flavored chocolate milk.
Ooh.
I'd try it.
Yeah. I would try it. I don't think I need any of the razzle dazzle. Just chocolate milk, I'm fine with. I never have that.
Right.
What about a strawberry milk?
Strawberry Quick.
Why is that good? It's so gross.
Yeah, but it's just for some reason.
It's because it's cereal milk.
Yes.
Don't you think? Well, you can find it now. It just hit stores. Twix and Snickers flavored milk.
You know those malted meatball Whopper? Malted meatball. Maybe we created a new food. Malted meatballs. Those are Whoppers, malted candies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For a while, they had a strawberry flavor that was really good, but it's disappeared. Yeah. I don't know where that went.
That sounds really good.
They were good.
That plastic strawberry milk or chocolate.
Yes. Organic tasting? No.
And then for the lazy s'mores maker, Target selling a Hershey's S'mores Caddy. It's a box that holds and organizes your chocolate bars, graham crackers, and marshmallows.
All right.
Somebody's going to buy. I don't have any room to talk. I buy all, like, I just bought a thing of watermelon that's already sliced for me. I'm that lazy. I've even bought the grape cup before.
Oh.
Because a whole bag is just too much. That has been Foodstuffs.
Foodstuffs!
Your Ashley Home Store weather. Sunny, breezy today with a high of 92. Tomorrow, a little cooler with a high of 80.
Hey, my life is real great. Feel I'm well on my way to my dreams coming true. And I'm getting to do it with you.
Y98, today's best music mix. If you missed the code word this hour for Cashman, a chance to win $1,000. All you have to do is text the word wheel, W-H-E-E-L, to 72881. You have about 33 minutes to do so. Good luck.
Love. Exciting and new.
Come aboard.
That's the objective.
We're expecting you. Anyone that's on any of these apps has no idea what that
right.
is.
<I know. laughs>
Well, that's how times have changed. We're not trying to make connections on a cruise ship. We're trying to make them on our phones.
Well, Julie would always get the hot guy anyway.
That's yeah. true. That's Julie. What a minx.
and then Doc.
Doc,
how did he get all the ladies?
He was a doctor.
I mean, suave.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right.
Interesting casting.
So this is, you know, if you're out there and you're trying to date, get in the dating world, these are the people that are available in our area, the eligible men.
Such as Justin, who is an IT professional. Justin says, I'm into certain foods, absolutely love certain activities, and thoroughly enjoy traveling to destinations. Give me time, and I'll make milk squirt out of your nose. Hurry, supplies are limited. Interested in dating and open to wherever it leads you, love me. You just don't know it yet.
Not too bad of a sell.
Yeah, it's all right. It's a lot.
Now that it's we're strawberry milk made by Quick,
that's true.
You'd be right in there.
You never know. Yeah. Never know.
I'm whatever.
You're not wowed.
No.
Not
I mean,
out.
I'd have to see their teeth.
All right, Jason. How about Jason is 33 and he's a maintenance tech. He also says in his profile up at the top, I did me some schooling. Jason says, it asked me how often I exercise, which is a weird question for me. I fix fitness equipment, so I guess I work out most of the day. No?
Kind of boring. Wah, wah. If they try too hard, I don't like them. If I don't try hard enough, I don't like them. I'm hard to please today, Lance.
The middle ground.
If he can come to my gym and fix the dip machine, I'm in.
Has it been broken?
It's been broken like for 2 months.
Oh, that's...
It's just a wire,
hogwash.
People. Come on.
I'm
going to love the next one.
We got to find that sweet spot. And that sweet spot might be Anakin, 26.
Really? 26?
Uh-huh. Anakin says he's here to destroy rebel scum and slay it on Tinder, and I'm all out of rebel scum.
What if you named your kid Anakin because you're such a Star Wars freak and they hate Star Wars?
Ooh,
right.
What
yeah.
a bummer. But it sounds like he's embraced it.
Yep.
He says, finding love in Alderaan places. Father of two, not a fan of the beach. Too much sand. Into leather. Looking for a Jedi in the streets. And a Sith in the sheets. Had to be really careful there. Also looking for a devout believer. I find a lack of faith disturbing.
Oh, I'm in.
Kevin's in love.
I was like, why do I have to be married with children?
Right. And not really attracted to men at this time.
At this time, but you're keeping your options open.
You never know.
One more?
Yeah. Okay, let's do one more. How about Alex? Alex says he's just here for the biscuits.
I'm in.
Looking for love in the loop.
You're listening to Courtney and Company on Y98.
It's
Entertainment Schmig.
And is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and get the summer free.
Summer free makes you feel fine, but only for a limited time.
All right, man, we got a lot of great stories in Schmig. First, I'm going to tell you what's on TV this weekend. If you're a Royals fan, Meghan and Harry plus one tonight, 7 o'clock CBS. It's about baby Archie and the line of succession for the British throne.
Oh, Archie!
The ninth season finale of Hawaii Five-0. Hulu, the series premiere of Catch-22. It's a six-episode miniseries directed by George Clooney.
Yeah, he's in it, too, and Kyle Chandler.
It doesn't say he's in it. It just says he's directed
it. He's in it.
All right. Tomorrow night, Saturday Night Live, Paul Rudd, one of my faves. He does not age, that man. He's going to host their season finale, and DJ Khaled is the musical guest. Sunday, American Idol season finale. Woo! And, of course, Game of Thrones, 8 o'clock, HBO. Any idea how long it is, Kevin?
The last couple ones have been about an hour and a half, so I'm assuming this will be close to that or even a little longer.
And did you know that Parks and Recreation predicted Game of Thrones would go off the rails for their season finale way back in 2015? So the episode was actually set in 2017, but it happened in 2015. They did a time jump. And in the show, Leslie and Ron are locked into an office together because they are fighting, and she's trying to plead for her release, Leslie is, and by telling Ben, her husband, the Game of Thrones finale is airing later that night, and the plot summary she mentions is that Khaleesi is marrying Jack Sparrow. Oh God, that show has really gone off the rails. Now Twitter fans have jumped on it and said that Parks and Rec knew beforehand. Kevin is happy with
the way
it's all progressing.
It has been so well done, especially, and I understand where some people are coming from, primarily because
You can't say it though.
George R.R. Martin, who wrote all these books, didn't write like the last two seasons. But guess what? These are so well done, and they so mirror what has been written. Too bad, so sad, people. This is why Game of Thrones is as good as it is.
Because they are not afraid to kill everyone.
Exactly!
Yeah. And earlier in the Schmig, we mentioned the sad news about the world's most famous feline has passed away, Grumpy Cat. At the age of only 7 years old, urinary tract infection. But the cat was born with dwarfism and an underbite. So that's the face made $100 million at least for the woman that owns Grumpy Cat that lives in Arizona, but it is sad. Okay, so earlier this week, we talked about Kelly Ripa talking about The Bachelor and saying that she finds it disgusting. Mm-hmm. And then The Bachelor creator went after her, Michael Fly, saying that Kelly Ripa, easy Kelly Ripa, the Bachelor franchise pays your salary. Now another ABC star is coming to Kelly Ripa's defense, Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, wow.
She tweeted this, okay, Fleissmeister, that's his Twitter handle. That's some handle, bro. Your show does not pay Kelly Ripa's salary. Also, we don't attack successful women on our network, and men certainly cannot take credit for their success. Don't get me started on your show, because I'm a savage. Hashtag Bachelor So White.
Wow.
And then she said, took a break from Twitter, but had to jump back in the ring for my girl, Kelly Ripa.
Man, oh man.
I know. I love a squabble. All right, the front runner to be the next Batman is Robert Pattinson. What do we think about that? I don't care because I'm not in the Batman. I don't care. But it seems, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know. You know, I mean, if you'd have said, you know, Heath Ledger for the Joker those years ago, you'd be
right.
Like, no way. And man, he was so good. So who knows?
Well, The Hollywood Reporter, we don't know how true this story is, but says he's a top contender. Other rumored contenders, Armie Hammer and Nicholas Holt. Movie is going to hit theaters in June of 2021, so they better find who's going to be the Batman soon.
Is Rick Edlund still in contention?
isn't Tim not a big fan of Armie Hammer?
He dislikes Armie Hammer greatly.
Yeah.
I did that story while he was gone, so he wouldn't get angry. Tim scares me when he gets angry because it doesn't happen all that often.
And he's very emphatic.
Yeah. There's a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
Okay, this is crazy. The Saw franchise is getting a reboot from Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that Chris Rock.
Really?
Okay, so he came up with an idea for a new the new movie. He's producing it too. He says, "I've been a fan of Saw since the first film in 2004. It really was groundbreaking." Yeah. He said, "I'm excited by the opportunity to take this to a really intense and twisted new place." The producer said when he came to us and described all the details for his vision, they said we were all in. And, you know, Danny McBride did the Halloween sequel.
Yeah.
So right. It's not like a funny person. And look at Jordan Peele.
Right.
And his success.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a wrestling fan, sad news. He's going to be fine, I think. Ric Flair was hospitalized, but he's expected to recover. He's having surgery today, and he's had some really serious issues lately. Almost 2 years ago, he had to be placed in a medically induced coma due to organ failure and heart disease. Doctors only gave him a 20% chance of surviving, but he ended up making a full recovery. And then, I don't watch wrestling, so I don't know Ashley Massaro, but she died yesterday. She was a WWE diva at the age of 39.
Wow, that's way too young.
She also did a season of Survivor. Sorry to end on a bad note. But that's Schmig. If you want it in full podcast form, you can hear it at Y98.com. We'll do celebrity birthdays in just a few minutes. But here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
Well, the good news is that...
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. It's Kevin and Lance and Courtney. No Jen, no Tim. The dream team, we like to call it.
That's right.
If you missed the code word for Cash Man, this hour's code word, you have about 5 minutes to text WHEEL, W-H-E-E-L, to 72881. You can't win $1,000 if you don't take the 1 second to text WHEEL, so good luck. All right, let's talk about celebrity birthdays. On this date, nothing really great. I mean, there are a couple stories. What did I say to you earlier today? Not a great story.
Right.
Okay, so how old is... He's one of my favorites. Anything he's on, if he comes to town, I'm in. Derek Hough.
He is a talented guy, though.
I'm not dismissing his talent. He just bothers me. You know, you just don't know. It's like the Property Brothers bother Lance.
That's true. Yeah, and the thing is, ask me why. I don't know. Just do. I don't have a reason.
He's got to be fairly young. 31 is what came to my head.
That's a really good guess.
Is it? Because it's not right.
33?
Lance is closest. 34.
Oh, okay. Really?
God, he won Dancing with the Stars 6 times.
Wow.
Dude is... He's not only talented, he's very imaginative.
It's his faces that he makes when he's dancing that bother me.
I get it.
All right. I'm so much better. Luckily, nobody can see the faces I'm making. He was just in town. Jordan Knight.
Ooh.
Let's see.
All right, somebody guess.
47.
Again, I think that's a pretty decent ballpark. 50.
49.
Oh, okay.
Lance is one off of all of them.
Yep.
I was going to say 49, too.
How about... I don't think you guys are in that. You won't know who that is. Bob Saget.
Oh,
you know, he played, the sweet little dad on Full House, and he is a filthy, filthy comedian.
I know, and I'm not a big fan of him as a stand-up guy.
No, he doesn't make me laugh either.
No, not at all.
I find that, I do like some comics that are dirty.
Yeah.
But it seems like he's trying too hard.
Right, right, right. Exactly right. I'm going to say he is 61.
Now, I thought a little older, 63.
63!
Nice, Kevin.
And finally, she's sold more than 75 million albums, 26 million in the U.S., and is the second best-selling Irish act ever behind U2. How old is... I'm just going to see if you guys can guess.
Sinead O'Connor?
No.
Irish.
Enya.
Oh!
I didn't know she was Irish either.
Sail away.
Oh, man.
52.
55.
58. I don't even know what she looks like.
I know.
She must look good.
Happy birthday. Yes. You are celebrating on May 17th. Here's Lance with your final. He's putting a bow on it and calling it a day.
Yeah, we have been celebrating the fact that we're back to two lanes back open, westbound on 255 at the JB Bridge. Huzzah is right. It's made Illinois drivers a lot happier because all those drivers that were going north.
Y98, it's the court. That's all the show is today. Courtney and Company, and now it's just me and Kevin.
That's right.
And then there were two. Luckily, it's a Friday. Jen's off this week, and then she'll be back Monday, so will Tim. He had a little sick day today, so we're just trying to get through everything. We got the Blues tonight, and you can hear that game on Y98 tonight. I'll be at Ballpark Village.
That's right. You're doing the party.
Doing a watch party. I'll be on stage giving out some freebies with you know, whoever's there. I don't think the Blues crew will be there because they'll be at Enterprise Center, but we're hoping for a win. Game four. It's going to be... This game is really important, so you can come join me tonight at Ballpark Village. I got an email from Mary, and our text line is still down.
Yeah.
When that gets back up and running, we'll let you know because we know you communicate with us that way. But she said, good morning, Courtney. I'm assuming your text line is still not working. She said, I have a few fun facts for you today. Jeopardy is in the midst of the teacher tournament, and they have categories with plays on words. And she said this past week they had one called Game of Thorns, which that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But on Wednesday, they had a category called Food Stuff.
Ah!
That's kind of cool. And then she said last night during the Bruins game, there were two hand passes. Both were seen and called by the refs.
Yeah.
She said, I didn't see it, but I was told about somebody who watched the game.
They're going to call it a goal, and the Blues just got toasted.
And that call was blown. How did you miss that hand pass? How did you miss that hand pass?
So thank you to Mary for writing in. And when that text line's back up, we'll definitely let you know. Your code word for the Cash Man contest coming up in just a few minutes at 9:20.
The Courtney and Company Morning Show is brought to you by Feast Magazine's Taste and Toast event, May 19th at the Four Seasons. Get your tickets at feastmagazine.com/tickets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.